Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
In the studio tonight, it is myself, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. Joining me,
it's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We're kicking tonight off with something from News Radio 1290 WTKS.iHeart.com, whatever that means.
That's quite the URL.
Relevant.
Yes, the URL is long. Headline, California residents call cops on planets in the sky.
Narcs.
Sounds like California.
Does sound like California. So the number two story also sounds like California.
But it's the number two story. Yeah, we'll get to the number two story.
I get it.
When we get to it, probably second, I'm guessing, because of the number.
And let us know at that time if it also reminds you of California.
Yes. Now, first of all, regarding this headline, I find the headline itself redundant.
Uh-oh.
Well, where do you normally view planets?
From Earth.
And therefore, the planets appear to be where, from your perspective?
In the sky, typically.
In the sky. Thank you, Nikki. In the sky. So this headline reads, California residents call cops on planets in the sky. Where else would the planets be that these California residents would call the cops on?
Well, I think that's...
California residents call cops on planets in their backyard?
Well, like a meteorite, perhaps.
That's not a planet.
Understood.
I'm just saying that if they were they saw a thing and they went like, this is a planet.
I think the implication is they saw the planet and they thought it was something else in the sky.
We haven't read anywhere into the article yet. I'm just saying that the headline itself seems ridiculous. It's like California residents wake up at 8 a.m. in the morning. You don't need to add in the morning.
LRN.FM.
He called it pre-show, too. He's like, I know what's going to happen because I've been cussing so much.
I did. I'm like, I am in a rare mood, and you know, I'm.
It's all that robust, you know.
I've had a lot of robusto.
That vigor.
Yes, vigor. I'm very vigorous today. Yeah. So I apologize to our radio listeners who, I'm sure none of the radio listeners heard it. Our online listeners totally heard what I said.
You don't need to apologize to them. They expect that sort of behavior from you.
They're like, there's like score, like they got bets going on. They're like, yep, Captain did it. Like $50 to Dave.
There's got to be a money line for it somewhere. Like first hour, second hour, third hour, not this show.
Why don't we have this? Like, why is it like you can go to the official Free Talk Live betting page.
The official Free Talk Live swear jar.
Yeah, like to see who, like, and when somebody cusses, like somebody wins and everybody else loses.
Because it would be done in Bitcoin and then we get raided again.
Free Talk Live, the number one most rated talk radio show on air. Period. Like, I didn't even need it. The number one most rated talk radio show. Bam.
Yeah. Why the F do you have to add the on-air part? If we're
so
on
redundant.
The radio, we're already on the air.
Again, to my point of this headline, you don't need the echoing dual repetitive redundancies.
You could say that again.
You don't need the echoing dual repetitive redundancies.
Right.
Right.
But in this case, it's because they saw something else. Right, that ought not have been in the sky, perhaps. Right, there was an unidentified.
But they
object.
Were smart enough to identify them as planets
after the
but
fact.
But I don't think they did.
After
I
the fact,
it says, I haven't read this.
California residents call cops on planets in the sky.
Okay, get
so
to
maybe they just read War of the Worlds, so they just got a little nervous.
I love that.
No,
I love War of the Worlds.
A little nervous.
No. My
911.
My bet
emergency?
Is on. They saw something in the sky. Thought it was aliens.
Yep.
Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live.
The Confederate Commonwealth, said this guy.
No doubt that would be the Confederate Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Well, I remember
there,
you.
Brother Captain. And of course, Brother
called
Richie,
me Captain instead
of
Ian.
Personal favorite, Sister Nikki. But I do have some interesting stuff. This is a Sunday
I hope
show.
So.
No doubt. So I have beverages on the mind. I got three
Good.
Of them. To come to
wait. Mind. Tell us your beverages.
Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about each one along the way and see if it's interesting. First one's Moxie. I heard Moxie pop out of somebody's mouth recently, and I talked about it years ago, you know?
Moxie?
Yeah, Moxie. One of the misconceptions about
I had one
Moxie.
With dinner tonight.
Yeah, it's a very old soda, but one of the misconceptions is that it comes out of New Hampshire, and that's not correct. It actually originally came out of Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
That's how I got exposed. That's how I got exposed to it.
Moxie came out of from around the corner wearing a trench coat and, like, opened it up in front of you. You were exposed
Moxie.
To it.
Something like that. Something like that. Something like that. But, you know, when I was growing up, it was available all over the place. I grew up around northeastern Pennsylvania pretty much my whole life anyways, you know. And it was very big in northern Pennsylvania. But what ended up happening, you know, somewhere I think going into, like, the 90s, somewhere around there, that's when it got sold to the Monarch Company in New Hampshire. And it just changed.
Right. The wiki says Lowell, Massachusetts, where it was created.
That's what I thought. I thought it was Massachusetts.
Well, but he's from Pennsylvania, so he could easily have been exposed to it in Pennsylvania. It's a regional drink.
No, but this says 1876.
In Lowell, Massachusetts.
In Lowell, Massachusetts, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Oh, was it really?
That's what Wiki says. I'm just saying.
I mean,
you
if
know,
you trust the liberal rag known as Wikipedia.
I put 3 seconds into a search engine.
I don't know if I would on that, Brother Captain, honestly.
Yeah, I mean,
either way,
whatever.
It's the obviously thing about Moxie is the way that it was exposed to me, right, which is someone, like, put a can in front of me and said, here, taste this.
So, that's how it always is with people. Right. You got to take 3 sips.
So it's weird. It's a weird way to introduce a soft drink to somebody. Like, here, you got to taste. And that's kind of the way I introduced it to the captain.
Well,
right? Like,
on,
I gave him a bottle.
And
I said, like, here you go. This is going to be your first shot with the Moxie.
I had it, and it was good. I was like, this is sort of like root beer, but different.
But different, yeah. So,
anyway,
it's a polarizing drink.
Though. I've never read this before, but hang on, guys. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Moxie originated around 1876. As a patent medicine called Moxie Nerve Food by Augustin Thompson in Lowell, Massachusetts. Thompson claimed that it contained an extract from a rare, unnamed South American plant, which is now known to be gentian root. Moxie, he claimed, was especially effective against paralysis, softening of the brain, nervousness, and insomnia.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where they used to have the advertising with the doctor pointing straight down at you saying, good for what ails you. I remember that.
Well, it works because I'm not paralyzed. I'm not insomniatic.
Mm.
I haven't checked my brain chemistry in a while, but it seems to be on point. What was the other thing?
Paralysis, softening of the brain, nervousness.
Yeah, I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous.
You're on a nationally syndicated radio show every week. So
yeah, but I had a Moxie with dinner,
hopefully
like I said.
So you're not nervous.
I'm not nervous.
Okay.
I have my Moxie.
I'm comfortable myself, but pretty much that's the end of it for Moxie anyways. I do have some other ones. But, you know, after the 90s, it did just start to disappear in PA, you know. So
Moxie?
Nonetheless.
Oh, man, if Moxie, we're talking about 90s soft drinks, I hope Surge is on your list.
Well, no, I'm getting to that. But
did you hear that noise the captain made?
Surge. I'm getting to that.
What was the other one? Jolt.
I got an oddball one for the third one. Now, the second's just going to be brief. And, of course, that's Jolt. Now, Jolt tasted like nothing special. It was just a crappy generic cola.
It was, yeah, it tasted like a cola that had something wrong with it.
Yeah,
like
it needed 3 sips.
It wasn't delicious.
Yeah, it also needed 3 sips to get past the first bitterness of the first few.
But at that,
it did have 4 times the caffeine, but the only reason why I'm bringing it up is even if you bought it, I remember it was around 4th or 5th grade. They had a big disclosure in the lunchroom. They brought us in, or they banned it, you know?
Yeah, they did that in ours,
too. Blew my mind.
At first, it was we had a pop machine with many different kinds of flavors and all that kind of thing. And, like, one day Jolt showed up, and then it sold out, like, before I could even get one. And so I got to school early the next day, went to the cafeteria before I even made, like, I was late for homeroom. But I went just to make sure I could get one before it sold out. And sure enough, by the time I got to lunch, sold out. Yeah. The Moxie was delicious, and I had the opportunity to be, we'll call it off diet, so I could, like, have it with some Jameson.
Nice.
And so, but
that's
I didn't.
A nice mix.
I didn't mix them together. No. What I did was, yes. So I just poured a you know, like a neat, like a, you know, two fingers of Jameson in a nice whiskey glass. And
I don't like mixing whiskey with things.
And then I popped the Moxie, which had been in my fridge since, well, you gave it to me, you know, a year before, whatever the hell it was. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to have this, and took a sip of the JMO. I just waited for that to dissipate, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to wash it down. I took a sip of the Moxie, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. It's not cola, and it's not root beer, but yet it's cola and root beer at the same time. But it's also got this, like, and I don't like black licorice, but it's just got this, like, tiny, like, hint of black licorice in it.
I do like black licorice.
See,
like,
I don't, but I love Moxie. I think it's just nostalgic for me because it reminds me of my grandma.
But it wasn't offensive. Like, when I eat black licorice, I'm like, ugh, sour face.
It's offensive,
like,
it's offensive
to me. But, like, the amount that they put in Moxie was not offensive. It was just enough to, like, take the flavor over the top. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh, this is interesting. So I thought they did a great job. And not being from here, like I told you, I'm like, what the hell is Moxie? And you're like, you've never had Moxie? And I'm like, no.
Well, because so that's how they did it to me. I was passing on the, you know, the experience.
As well you should. Yeah. And it was successful, in my opinion. I like Moxie. If I were in a store and saw a sixer of it and needed something, I just wish they had, right now, a sugar-free version of it for, you know, folks who are, you know.
I don't know if it's sugar-free, but there is a diet version.
Oh, really?
It's probably should be sugar-free. Yeah.
Okay. It's usually the prerequisite it's like, for the diet version.
You know, instead of the orange box, it's the white box.
But is it as good?
I don't know, because I don't drink diet soda.
No, nothing ruins anything more than aspartame. Fake sugars, not a fan. Stevia? Stevia, I can get down with if
sucralose?
I have to.
Not Coke, not Pepsi.
No.
Listen, not Coke, not Pepsi.
Royal Crown.
Dr. Pepper and Canada Dry Ginger Ale make something. Now, they have Diet Dr. Pepper, and they have Diet Canada Dry. These are not those things. They have something called Dr. Pepper Zero and Canada Dry Zero. Different than the diet versions, because they taste way better. But they're also like, this is scary to me, because when I drank one, knowing that there's no sugar whatsoever, I was like, wow, this is almost more sweet than the regular version. Right, like whatever it is they're using. Yeah, I'm not gonna ask. I don't want to know. Yeah. Right,
it's just not sugar.
It's just not sugar, and it has
carbs.
Carbs, and like so,
there
it doesn't spike my blood sugar at all. And so, like, I think it's like erythritol, stevia, monk fruit.
Yeah,
but probably some aspartame as well. I'm sure, because it's not Coke or Pepsi, but it's. Whoever 7-Up is, right? Whatever that, you know, 7-Up, Canada Dry, Dr. Pepper.
I thought that was Pepsi.
No. That's a whole different
company. I think 7-Up is a whole thing.
Whole different company.
I will say this. The Wendy's in Keene is one of the few places that I can, like, check off the list where I know that I can get my all-time favorite soda, which is a vanilla cherry Dr. Pepper.
Mm.
Oh.
Because they have the little shot buttons that let you do it.
Yeah. The Wendy's used to have something called, what was their not icy, but what was their chocolate beverage? Their like chocolate
the Frosty.
Shake. Frosty.
Yeah.
They invented something right around COVID, maybe just before, just during, called the Frostachino.
Oh gosh, that sounds.
And this was the Frosty with coffee? You know, a couple of shots of cappuccino in it.
I can get down.
And
with
I was
that.
Like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, because I love coffee ice cream.
I love the Frosties, and I love
Frosties
coffee.
Are good too.
And I love coffee, and I'm like,
oh, wait until you get a real affogato.
What? Oh, what is that?
It's basically that. It's like ice cream and coffee.
What?
Affogato.
How do you spell that?
I don't know. Affogado.
Because I love avocado.
No, completely different thing.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Bonnie does like to vacuum, and
I'm
also kind of partially responsible for her desire and love for vacuuming.
Oh, okay.
Because at some point, I purchased a gift for the house, and I gave it to Bonnie Ian, and said,
dude,
here
you
go.
A Dyson.
No, it's one of these handheld rechargeable vacuum deals.
Oh, like the little ones?
It's like right behind you. Like on the floor, probably.
Yeah,
oh, like a dustbuster.
Yeah, it's like a big dustbuster or a more industrial version of that. And so I just happen to, like, when I buy something, particularly on Amazon, and if it's like a thing that I know I'm gonna like use up and or it's going to like outlive its life before I can repair it, I'll buy two of them so I have a backup. So something as important as a handheld kitchen vacuum, right? As a single dude, I'm in my kitchen, I make some coffee and a little grounds, get over the counter, I'm like, done. I don't have to like wait till the end of the week when I do my vacuuming to bust out my canister vac. And like, you know, no, I just take care of it right then and there. So it's clean as you go, right? The things you learn in fast food.
Oh, yeah. Also, by the way, you're like the keyboard vacuum thing that you were telling us about.
Yeah.
Way more expensive than I anticipated.
Oh, wait.
So I did not purchase one.
Well, I didn't get the vacuum. I only got the blower.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, how much was it?
I don't know. It was like $30 or $40 on Amazon.
No, I didn't pay that much. I think I paid $20.
Inflation's a son of a gun.
Then. Yeah, it is. It's true.
So I was like, wow, $20, I would have bought it like right away. $40, like, do I really need one?
Yeah.
You could just blow on it, you know? Just use some wind power.
My lung capacity is not as good as yours, Dave.
I flew recently, like, by an airplane.
Oh.
And, you know, they give you the safety dance, right?
Yep.
And the airline steward persons or whatever
they
are.
And they stand up in the front and they're like, you can dance
if you
want.
We'll just call the dude stewardesses.
Steward humans?
Stewardesses is the neutral term.
Steward eye?
Stewardesses is the neutral term.
There are multiples of them.
If you're a dude and you're a stewardess, you're just a stewardess.
He's just a steward.
Stewardess.
Yeah, steward.
Yeah.
Right?
So anyway, the steward eye, they give you the dance where they're like, and if you need to, you can like reach under your seat and put on the cushion as a flotation device, and you got to pull the string or just blow into the tube, right? And like, there was a dude who was like flamingly gay, right? And he was like, and just like, and everybody laughed because of the, and he was like, that's what I was going for, right? Yep. Like, he admitted that was his deal. He was trying to, like, you know, not offend, but like make people laugh on the
So flight. If anybody wants to join the Mile High Club, I'll be in the bathroom in the front.
Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up a point here. In other countries, like in Central America and Haiti and a lot of Africa, the reason people are so broke and so poor is because of governmental corruption, which takes on many forms. Some of it's wide open and some of it is clandestine, taking bribes and hope they don't get caught.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, Tom.
What?
What causes prosperity?
Prosperity is economic. When you've got economic freedom, that unleashes the prosperity. Like if you want to have people, just say, for example, with the stroke of a pen, the governor of New Hampshire signs a bill that bans any city or town from imposing zoning restrictions, then all of a sudden you have an abundance of new jobs in demolition and construction, and the rents go down because there isn't this tight the situation of families having to compete against each other in essentially an auction for a limited supply of housing because there's going to be a glut of housing, so they have more money left over.
That's an interesting libertarian conundrum.
Now, right.
You need the government, the governor of the government, to pass a law to prevent other smaller governments.
Or we could just get rid of the government altogether and we could all just do whatever we want.
But if you got rid of the state government, right, there would be no one to stroke that pen. And
the reduction, and like we all agree here, including Tom, because Tom's scenario includes the reduction of government, right? So the reduction of government makes more economic freedom possible and increases the opportunity for prosperity.
No, it doesn't. Not necessarily. Because it requires that level of government above to prevent the lowers.
So if we go all the way to the end, elimination of government, that is maximum economic prosperity potential.
If you had like an overarching government enforcing it.
Well, previously. Right. So like right now we have an overarching government. And now if we get rid of that government altogether, the maximum amount of opportunity is available. Because
if you got rid of the big overarching one, you would have the lessers restricting freedom. You need
Hi. Yeah, I want to bring up the federal.
Hi, Free Talk Live. What's your name, please?
Tom.
Hey, Tom. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Hampshire, and I want to bring up how the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is a form of overt corruption, because what it does is it gives the depositors a guarantee that they're going to get their dollars back, and the dollars they deposit back. And that gives them an incentive to invest in a private company, which then invests the money, making out loans to businesses, and thereby
I have a question, Tom.
Would you support free market deposit insurance?
Free market deposit insurance, as in
I buy my own health insurance, I buy my own car insurance.
Why can't I buy my own banking insurance?
Right.
Yeah, or do without banking insurance, and
if you so choose, right?
And that would be
risky. What they got to do is the postal service under the U.S. Department of the Treasury.
But they're just going to go
and
postal.
Then if you have, if you want to,
I feel
invest
like you're dodging
in,
the question. I feel
like if you want to invest in Treasury securities that are backed by the full faith and credit of the United States, then it would be as simple as taking a walk on down to the post office.
All right, hey, Tom, let me rephrase the question for you. Let me rephrase the question. So you put $300,000 into a bank account right now. And as you're doing so, you're presented with three options. You could check the box for FDIC insurance. You could check the box for GEICO banking insurance. Or you could check the box for Richie Rich banking insurance.
Or none of the above.
Or none of the above. They're all the same price except for none of the above. Doesn't cost you anything. They're all the same price. And they all provide identical services, near as you can tell, without having any history with them at all. Which one do you choose?
I would probably pick none at all, but what you want to do is...
So your $300,000 is immediately at risk, right? Because the bank might be, you know, might malinvest it some way or just make a mistake, right? Like, you know, SVB was an error.
I think this is Rob in Vermont. What's on your mind?
Hey, so I'd like to add to a couple of things that Tom said, if you don't mind, if that's okay.
It's Free Talk Live, so talk.
Yeah. So,
as long as you don't repeat what he said.
This thing of you know what you're talking about could all been solved. Just Tom, get yourself a hardware wallet, a digital wallet,
sure.
And then you won't have to worry about all that other stuff.
Except that you do. Because your hardware wallet needs to be backed up by seed phrases, which means that needs to be either memorized, which you're counting on not getting a lump on the head, right, or stored in a secure location.
Well, the other thing he talked about was...
See? Right past it.
He talked about...
Not addressing my concern at all.
I mean, there's going to be concerns with whatever you do, right? Whether you put your money in the bank or whether you put... all your crypto on a hardware wallet, or you have gold in the safe.
Right,
no matter what you do, there's risks.
But crypto people don't talk about that. They gloss over and they go, "Oh, you just get a hardware wallet in your safe. Put all your money in crypto and just put it on a hardware wallet. And then you're your own bank and you're in charge of everything and poof, now I don't have to worry about anything."
Yeah, I mean, those concerns are valid and they do need to be addressed.
And crypto people don't address it.
I wouldn't say that no crypto people address it.
Point me in a direction, or what is their?
I mean, aren't we trying to address it right now?
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
But so. Right over.
So moving right along to the caller then.
Well, he's had plenty of opportunity to re-interject.
I was just trying to breeze past it and move on.
So he also talked about, the government in New Hampshire. And I think what it is that you need to do away with those unions.
Government unions or all unions?
Yeah. Yeah, get rid of all government unions. And also, the people that caused all of these, the fraud and everything, those people need to be punished.
Like, I don't mind the idea of people getting together to rebel against the thing that they think is unfair.
Yeah.
Right? And that's kind of like what we've been taught the unions are supposed to be.
I don't like their cause, but I like French people's attitudes.
It's not,
right about now.
It's not what they are, right? Unions have to act in a very specific way because the thing that they are going up against is a legal fiction. They're going up against corporations, right? Which are created by government. And so unions themselves have to operate within the same framework that corporations operate, which makes them completely ineffective. Unless, of course, they're going outside of, we'll call it, quote unquote, the law. And are doing things like, threatening your family, right? You know, mafia style stuff. Which is, of course, exactly what the government does if you don't pay their fees.
See, this is another thing that's come up long ago on Free Talk Live.
Sure.
Right? Absent the state, right, I still think you would have businesses organizing in such a way that corporations organize. And I do think you will have workers collectively bargaining.
I don't disagree. I think that the name of this would be companies instead of corporations.
Sure, I don't care what you call it.
I think that perhaps there would be large groups of people and the larger of these organizations who sort of get together and are like, hey, you know what? Richie Rich is kind of an a-hole. He's an unfair guy. He wants us to work for minimum wage or maximum effort, and cetera, and so on. He doesn't give us time off or, you know, having a kid, whatever.
Whatever it happens to be.
Yeah, sure. Whatever kind of thing you feel like doing because it's your company. And you're like, I do whatever I want, right? I agree. But they would be far more effective in that situation than they are currently because of the legal oppression that they both are forced to succumb to.
Right. So again, I don't think the solution is, oh, just end all the unions.
Right.
Right. Because in a free market, you will have collective bargaining associations of some kind.
And there would be different kinds of unions. So the nursing union in Massachusetts just completely went against all of the nurses who did not want to be vaccinated and totally just screwed everybody over.
The nursing union went against all of the nurses.
Not all of the nurses.
Well, the
all
majority?
Of the nurses that, not the majority, oh, okay. Just the ones that didn't want to be vaccinated, which was maybe 20-25%.
So it was a democracy where the majority overruled the minority.
Yes, essentially.
By definition,
right.
If we had a free market of unions, so to speak, I could have chose a different nursing union. Oh, this one.
Or
none
of them.
Values, yeah, or none of them.
Californians were alarmed by two adjacent bright lights that appeared to be floating in the sky over Central Valley on Wednesday night, according to KTVU.
Unidentified bright lights in the sky. Because bright lights could be anywhere. These were in the sky.
Wasn't that a Gremlins thing? Like, bright lights. Like if they saw bright lights or got wet, they turn into like the evil Gremlins.
I thought it was get wet. I don't remember the bright lights.
Yeah, I
remember the bright lights thing.
Okay.
I think bright lights were... Well, if you know, 603-283-6160.
Maybe that's little monsters.
At any rate, residents were so concerned...
More than one resident, plural.
Yes, residents, plural, were so concerned, bold print, that they called the cops to report the sighting after consulting NASA.
They consulted NASA?
The Stanislaus?
I don't know what
S-T-A-N-I-S-L-A-U-S. It's like a guy named Stan became Santa Claus, and now it's
lost.
Stanislaus.
Stan is lost.
Perhaps he made coleslaw on the way, and so now Stanislaus
got turned around in the forest.
Anyway, after consulting NASA, the Stanislaus County Sheriff's Office took to Facebook.
That's an appropriate place to disseminate information.
Right? They're like, well, we couldn't get the answers from NASA, so we had to take it to Facebook.
No. We went to NASA, we got the answer, and we decided the best place for us to respond.
Ooh.
Wasn't like a press conference or anything. It was a post on Facebook.
Facebook post is the new press conference.
It's cheaper than a press conference.
That's
to
true.
Explain the phenomenon to locals. Okay, now.
Yokels.
Now, if I'm a member of said Stanislaus County Sheriff's Department, and I go, we want to express this information to locals. Facebook is not a place you put stuff that you want to keep local.
Well, if they're subscribed to your channel.
Well, clearly, because now news
Facebook
outlets...
is not a place where you go to keep stuff local.
I mean, Facebook groups is local communities.
No, it's not. Everything you post on Facebook is available nationwide, if not globally. I don't care how private your group
is. What are they
is.
Supposed to do then? Nobody's looking at the town bulletin board anymore. You know?
Man, you know what's funny about that?
They have press conferences all the time.
For my job.
Does anybody... I've never been to a press conference in any town I've lived in.
For my job, I had to call some of the New Hampshire towns to see, you know, what their policy for advertising is, like, on public, you know, parks or whatever. And the one lady was like, we have a bulletin board you can put some stuff up on.
Like, people still do that?
I'm like, okay, so like, I'll check that one off. It's free.
Wow. The saddest experience I ever had with a government entity. Not most violent, not most like demeaning, but like saddest is I was in New Mexico. I was stuck. And I'm like, yeah, looks like I'm going to have to like work my way out of this situation, right? I didn't like have enough stuff to like sell to get out of the situation. I was like, I'm going to have to get a job of some kind and work my way out of the situation. I'm not opposed to any of that, of course. Like, that's the story of my life. Like, I've been working. I pride myself on the fact that I'm pretty sure that you can airdrop me almost anywhere and I can find a freaking job.
You should get on one of those reality shows.
Right? No, I shouldn't. I hate reality shows. They give reality a bad freaking
Lost in the Yukon. Who will survive?
At any rate, my point is...
My money's on the captain.
My point is that, like, I'd scoured the newspaper, the Sunday newspaper specifically, a couple of times, and then, like, a Monday and Wednesday paper just to see if there were anything different during the week. And at this point in time, in space and time, in New Mexico, there were no jobs. Like, finally, like, you know, 3 weeks into the thing, like, there's an ad. Like, there's a whole bunch of crap, like, earn money mailing things from home. It only costs you $500 to sign up. Yeah. Like, no, go F yourself, right? Finally, there's an ad for, like, a Taco Bell. Now, mind you, I'm in, like, my late teens, early 20s, right? And I've got fast food experience. And I'm like, oh, I'm a shoo-in. And it says open interviews, 8 a.m. until, I don't know, it was like noon or something like that. Just bring your resume, be prepared to fill out an application. I'm like, okay. I'm like, so it seems like jobs are kind of tough in this area, so I'm going to show up at this Taco Bell at like 7:30. Figure a half hour in advance of the opening time. I'll at least be the first 10 people in, something like that. You know, no, not true. It was like the opening day of Return of the Jedi. What I learned about New Mexico, and this is part of where my sort of hatred for New Mexico comes from, is that New Mexico, first of all, is a desert. Second of all, it's got politicians in it that represent sort of the desert mentality, right? What do I mean by that? Deserts suck the life out of everything it frickin' touches.
Yep.
Right? There are so many, like, beat up and, like, nearly broken or, like, nearly burned down, like, trailers just on a plot of desert property with nothing growing around it. Like, there's probably dead people in, like, mobile homes in New Mexico that people haven't discovered yet that have been sitting there for 6 years or whatever because it's such a desolate and dry and crappy area. The only place where anything remotely lively happens is in the mountains, right? Otherwise, the rest of New Mexico is just a giant sieve that sucks the life literally out of everything else around it. Anyway, that's my story.
I thought there was like a government job tie-in to that somewhere. I was waiting for it.
These are the saddest government story.
There were government jobs available in the area on the White Sands Missile Range.
Oh, okay.
And yes, that was the major employer in the area for Alamogordo and Ruidoso.
You get to be a target holder?
Yeah, or a janitor, or, you know what I mean? I mean, there were some, like, seriously menial jobs, but they were only hiring for part-time.
Smart.
They get less taxes that way, right? You know, even the government is concerned about taxes when they hire people.
That's a weird one.
Which is totally weird.
Like, if you work for the government, your salary should be tax-free.
Right?
I mean, so. Everyone's salary you're already, should be tax-free.
Well, okay, yes. But if your salary is paid by tax, why should you then be taxed?
It's like taking three cookies from the cookie jar and putting one back and saying you contributed to the jar.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Say that again.
It's like taking three cookies from the cookie jar and putting one back and saying you contributed to the jar.
And that's government.
Bam. Just like that. Our work is done here. Good night, everybody.
I'm just kidding. No, let's keep going.
We have like more than an hour.
But we still didn't even get to number two. Oh.
Oh, we still have to get to the planets. We haven't even gotten to the planets yet. Thanks, Nikki.
The lights. There were lights.
Californians were alarmed by two adjacent bright lights.
They've never seen stars before.
If you are seeing these lights in the sky, dispatch has received multiple calls regarding this. Do not be alarmed. NASA said that Jupiter and Venus would appear in the western sky on March 1st. There is no reason to report this, unquote.
They're like, stop calling us.
Apparently,
we've gotten 16 phone calls about this.
Apparently, this is a recording they put on their phone system. Turd Ferguson, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, guys?
All right, so just hang out there with us for a minute. I want you to hear this number two story, the headline, a little bit about it. Well, we'll just start with the headline. And it's super important that you're here because this is the number two story of the evening. This is from page6.com. The headline reads, fan poops in aisle near Hillary and Chelsea Clinton at Broadway show.
Oh, wow. That's pretty amazing. I'm not going to lie. You know what would be better if he had pooped on them. I think that would be way funnier and way
so
better.
Look, I'm not trying to criticize your performance art here, bro, but if you want to improve on the next time, that's up to you. I just want to say that, like, this, as far as performance art goes, dude, well done. Well done. I can't believe you pulled it off.
Or throw it at him like a monkey. Chuck it.
Yeah. Now, that would have been funny. I mean, and yeah, I agree. I don't know if I could criticize that because I don't think I could have done any better. But I'm just saying.
Oh, you mean you're publicly denying that this was you?
It wasn't me. Trust me, if that was me, I would take all credit for it.
Like, I had a question for the headline, and perhaps I'll post that into the chat a little later, that says, Turd Ferguson production, ?
Yeah, I wish, because it is brilliant, although, like I said, if he had pooped on them, way funnier. But look, this is why I'm calling
it. They should give him like the statue, like the George Bush shoe guy has in the Rock.
So hang on just a minute, because there's just a little bit here I gotta let you know. The article starts, "Some like it hot, steaming hot."
Oh, my gosh.
Page 6 hears that a serial pooper has been stalking the halls of the legendary Schubert Theater, and the last time they struck, a turd appeared in the aisle near Hillary and Chelsea Clinton at Some Like It Hot. That was the name of the production.
Yeah, where's like the
Some Like It Hot. A source close to the show insists that it was a regrettable one-off incident. But another source tells us that the theater staff said it is the S-blank-blank-T's almost hit the fans at other performances. Apparently, this is not the first incident.
Brett, are you just
going to
do the whole article while Turd's waiting?
Well, I mean, okay. I got to give Turd the important parts about the Turd, so Turd can refute the Turd or the no Turd.
All right.
Hold on, I got a question. Some like it. Is this like a play or is it a Broadway show? What is it?
It's Broadway show.
It is a Broadway show, yes.
It's like the Marilyn Monroe movie.
Okay. It's like a musical except on Broadway.
Oh, Marilyn Monroe. Yeah, she's sexy.
Yeah, well,
she was.
You should watch the movie, Some Like It Hot. Sexy. You'd love it.
Or perhaps go see a Broadway play, Turd.
Or just download any other
Just be careful
Marilyn
about
Monroe
what
movies.
You... If you go see this, be careful, Turd, about what you do in the aisles. That's all I'm saying. Like, it's pretty awesome that you got away with it one time. But, you know, now they know your MO.
I promise to do my best not to poop in the aisle of Some Like It Hot. I promise I'll do my best.
Again?
Well, he said he promised not to do it. So
I was waiting for the word again.
I'll do my best not to.
Okay. All right. All right. So, Turd, I'll give you a minute. What were we talking about?
Not fun at all.
Oh, yeah, so I just wanted to call and say that I finished beating Resident Evil 4 Remake earlier today. Greatest video game of all time. Fabulously scary. Amazing. Leon Kennedy is...
LRN.FM.
...of intense playtime.
We're just flushing Turd. We just flushed Turd. That's what we did.
Okay.
Like, what we had for Turd was far superior to him proclaiming his prowess on some freaking video game that he finally finished. Like, we set him up with the ultimate material.
You're not impressed?
No. Why would I be impressed with somebody beating Resident Evil? Like,
I mean, I'm a gamer. I was enjoying the call.
Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Trump train, choo-choo.
Are you on the Trump train, Jerome?
No, I'm waiting on the indictment, man.
Yeah, he never went to jail.
He didn't get arrested on Tuesday again.
No.
Yeah.
For like the 17th time.
They're dragging their feet. I mean, hey, just because you tried to rig an election, you bribe a foreign country dignitary, you lie.
Are you talking about Joe Biden?
That's not a crime. That's not a crime, right?
No, but lying to a stripper totally is. Or whatever they're trying to indict him for.
That's between him and his missus. I mean, when you're in a loveless marriage, what do you expect a man to do, huh?
Well, then why are you excited about the indictment then?
Why do you even care about what Trump is like? If you don't like the guy, why do you even care about what he's going through and you know what his current situation is? No, I'm asking you a question. Why do you care about Trump at all?
Because he wants to be president again, and that would be a damn disaster. just like it was the last time.
Anybody who fills the chair is a damn disaster.
So I have a question for Jerome. The difference between what is the difference between Trump's presidency and Joe Biden's presidency? Like, what are the big differences that you're seeing between the
two? About a million people dying from COVID. That's about the difference.
All that started during Trump.
But didn't that happen either way? I mean, I saw that happening under Trump and under Biden.
In 4 years, okay? You think Biden's the one? He's like trying to bring this thing under control. Trump, he's telling people, hey, you ought to go take some bleach.
Yeah, that was pretty messed up.
He told Woodward, oh, this thing's really bad. Then he gets out in front of the cameras in front of everybody and says, oh, no, it's going to go away. It's going to blow away. It's going to all blow away. Yeah, right.
Jerome, did you have COVID?
Yeah, I did.
How long did it take you to get over it?
Probably about 2 weeks.
Okay, me too.
To give me some medicine.
Yeah, I was probably all right for 10 days or so. And like I stayed away for 2 weeks because it's just what everybody said. Two weeks, stay away, 2 weeks. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I got better. Jerome, I know you're a bit older than me. Do you have any call comorbidities, Jerome? Do you have any comorbidities, Jerome?
No.
You didn't have any when you got COVID?
No.
Okay,
no.
Even though you're an older dude.
Which was one of them.
Which was the old man? Hey,
like over 60.
You get to be my age.
You're over 60, right? You are over 60, yeah. Jerome, correct?
Yeah. Look, if you ever say it when you get to be my age, that's a very clear indicator that you're old. Young people don't say when you get to be my age. It's not a thing until you're old.
Look here, Mr. West Virginia. You see the latest news?
Who the heck's West Virginia?
Didn't he say he was from West Virginia?
No.
He had ties to West Virginia?
Not even close.
Wow, what show have you been listening to? Jerome, you don't even listen to our show, do you? You just call. All right, what's my name?
Hey, look here.
What's my name, Jerome?
Captain whatchamacallit. Captain Chicken.
What's her name?
Who are you pointing to?
Richie Rich.
Oh.
She doesn't need it. No, it's not Richie Rich. She's my darling. She doesn't need a name.
What's the other guy's name?
Thingamabob.
Dude, I just said it. Oh, my gosh.
So did he.
We had caller on line number two, which was, I believe, the bad slave.
It is me.
All right. And you didn't really kind of get a chance because we took your call right before the break and that kind of thing. So
he squandered his moment.
Hopefully you've spent the last 4 minutes figuring out what you were going to say so you could say it quickly and eloquently.
Don't interfere with me because I'll get sidetracked.
What you going to do about it?
Anyway, so I think it was you, Captain, that asked Jerome,
on the Bobby Womack?
Trump or Biden were better presidents. And I don't think there existed a better president ever.
This is one that died 3 weeks into office.
Wait. You think...
Yeah, that one. That's the better one.
Wait, hang on. I just want to get this clear. Bad Slave, you believe that Trump was the best president ever?
No. No, I'm saying that there was never, ever a best president. There was very, very few of those.
And I'm saying best one, if you could look it up, the one that died like a few weeks into office. Number one.
Hamilton?
Was it?
I don't know.
I think so. Didn't he die in a bathtub or something?
I think so, yeah.
Either way, in any case,
there is the best one, and that is the one.
Not a fan of the central government.
Understood.
At all, okay? And all right. I know that Jerome is in love with the central government.
Yes, he seems to be.
Jerome, you know, also being, a firm, Trump disorder syndrome. Anyway,
Trump derangement syndrome?
The arrangement, that's the word. Thank you.
It's weird that that affects Republicans and Democrats.
Well, it does, and it's because, the muckety-mucks of the Republican side don't want their, you know, things to change. And one of the things that I think was good about Trump was he was trying to change something. One of the biggies was, in fact, you know, regulation. The other thing is that, you know, COVID really had very little to do with the presidency. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that COVID, the Department of Health and all of that.
General Welfare Clause.
I'm with Bad Slave
on this one.
It's like, a pandemic. Like it affects the general welfare
of
the entire population.
Anything. The general welfare of the entire population is not up to a president in any way, shape, or form. It's up to each of the individuals to decide amongst themselves what they want to do in that situation.
Sure, but then you can't.
Government should only provide, at a minimum, if they're going to provide anything, data. Right. If they have access to it, they should be able to just be like, OK, we got this data faster than anybody else can get it. So here it
is. But
so you can make a better decision.
If you're going to lean on the Constitution, right, then there's a purview in there for general welfare. And even though they use that for things that it does not qualify for, I would accept an argument, right, that a pandemic that affects the general welfare of the entire population, right, might fall within a constitutional purview, perhaps, maybe.
Richie Rich.
Yes, sir.
You're wrong. The fact is that all of the constitutional activities that are outside what we understood them to be are unconstitutional.
That's not outside the purview, though. The general welfare clause is in there.
Jet, where are you calling from?
Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Idaho and Ida Pimp. Wait, Idaho and Ida Pimp.
Yep.
Sorry, my bad.
Yep. That's why none of the women from there run for Miss America.
Because Idaho, right? Nice.
Yeah, they don't want to have a sign that says Idaho.
What's on your mind, Jet?
Well, typically, what's on my mind is always what's always on my mind, which is
vernacular, verboseness,
the three M's,
vocabulary.
Oh.
Yeah, speaking of that, that list of alternative terms that we had that I sent over, they put up on the wall, did that include abusers?
Nope.
Well, we'll add that one, would you?
I'll grab a Sharpie.
Oh, over here? Okay, yeah, they're in the
drawer. The ones that have been added are evil, monopoly, and empire.
Yeah, empire. I just wanted to pass along, as I normally do, that the empire does not exist. Only gangs of men and women willing to hurt, even kill you to get their way.
Well, then why does that one add it to the list?
Yeah, why do we add it to the list if it doesn't exist? Huh?
Well, you didn't add government or empire.
It's on the list.
No, it's on the list.
Dude. Here's the list.
Well, it's
okay. Here's the whole
on
list,
two or three of them.
Here's the list. Goons, tyrants, despots, parasites, thugs, mafia, gang, idiots, liars, thieves, lunatics, killers, gang members, what does it say, evil, monopoly, and empire.
And now abusers.
Maybe, because he's going to call back in a couple of months and say, I never said put abusers
on
the
list.
No, we talked about the, you know, using any alternative and empire. Somebody brought up empire.
I've been saying it for like 4 freaking years.
Well, stop saying it. It's on the wrong half of the list.
The organization commonly known as the U.S. government is the largest empire the world has ever seen in all of human history.
You're supposed to add it to the top of the list where it says don't say.
Anyway.
Oh, my bad.
What I also wanted to talk about was we're getting closer to the major, the most important extortion day of the year.
Major pain?
This what?
Oh, sorry, the major what day?
Tax abusive day. Extortion day.
It's listed as a holiday at Google.
Apparently. Oh, what is it, April 15th? You bitches better have my money?
I don't know. That's it.
Okay.
For me, as you guys might know, for me, it's just another day. But I wanted to also pass
along.
I seem
to think about it quite a bit for it just to be another day.
Well, it's another day because... See, I'm a dedicated disciple of Christ, and so I get hit with this thing, give to Caesar all the time.
Render unto Caesar. Dead. Why are you giving him crap?
That's exactly right. He's not only dead, but he never had anything in the first place. As a matter of fact, everything he had was stolen. It was not ever his in the first place. And, see, this is why Jesus is so cool. He loves to play with people's minds, those that try to trick him. And
I don't know, man. The last conversation I had with the captain, he says, if you steal it, it's not the other person's. So, like, if you steal your money and buy something, remember this?
Oh, we're talking about like third party.
If I steal your money
removed,
and buy a cheeseburger,
if you
right,
steal
it's not your
Nikki's money, and then you later buy a cheeseburger with it, is that cheeseburger Nikki's?
Apparently not. So, if the government steals your money and buys all this stuff, it's not yours. It's in a limbo land of non-ownership.
Yeah, and so...
Well, in order to be yours, you had to have the intent to purchase it.
That's not true. People gift me things all the time.
Somebody had to have the intent.
The best example that I like to provide for people to make them think about it is... I say, give to Ben Franklin what is Ben Franklin and to God what is God.
A kite and a key?
Yeah. I mean, the fact is, see, they like to say, well, you know, the different presidents are the same as Caesar. And I go, well, Ben Franklin, the largest bill we have, was never a president.
Is this David?
It is.
Hey, David. Georgia, right?
Yep.
All right. What's on your mind? You're on Free Talk Live.
Three quick things. First of all, if Trump wants to bang Stormy Daniels, he should be allowed to bang Stormy Daniels.
We should all be allowed to bang Stormy Daniels.
As long as it's consensual or contractual.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take contractual.
Yeah, exactly. As long as it's consensual.
The Free Talk Live 500 starring Stormy Daniels.
They need to leave this now. If he wants to pay her for nudes, he should be allowed to pay her for nudes. Whatever.
What was that weird sound?
Vibrating his pocket.
David's got something.
Sorry about that. Yeah, that was my phone. I was unplugging it from the charger, my bad.
Oh, sure you were.
I'd like to unplug her charger, if you know what I mean.
You said three quick things. That's one.
Yep, second thing is Rogue AI. Have you ever heard of the Ready Player One book?
I've read both of them.
I saw a movie called that.
I never knew that there was a second book called Ready Player Two, and I just found out about it last night and spent all night reading it because it was so really good.
Wait, you haven't slept?
Did you really did you really think it was good? Because I kind of feel like it derailed into a little bit too much of what they would describe as the woke culture, and I was a little put off by some of that.
I enjoyed it for the sci-fi. I generally don't pay much attention to the political narratives behind things when I listen to them, if I enjoy them. I just kind of let that all go in one ear and out the other.
Yeah, I try not to too, especially with things that have been like co-opted by like Disney, like all the Marvel crap.
And the author of the book was actually part of a documentary where they went to like the what do you call that, the waste disposal plant, the dump. He went to the dump in like New Mexico to dig out all the ET video games from the original Atari, and showed up in his DeLorean. So he's a big old nerd too.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, totally cool.
But I really enjoyed the book, the second one especially, and it was about killer AI, which is a lot like the Matrix, where people get bottled up in these basically human mind jars, and I think it's definitely worth a read.
Agreed.
Okay, number two. What's number three?
The last thing is buy your Monero from local Monero and get out of the U.S. dollar as soon as you possibly can.
I really can't agree. I mean, there's a caveat there, right? Like, I don't want people to be without enough USD to, you know, I don't know, pay their electric bill, for example, right? So,
oh, of course,
I have to taper that with just a little bit of
make your liquidity a very minor part of your life.
Yes.
Yeah. What I do is I keep just enough to pay, like, you know, the electricity and the mortgage and everything else.
There you go.
And then everything else I have goes into Monero.
Minimal liquidity.
Yeah. I do something similar. It's sort of a version of dollar cost averaging, which is, you know, whenever I get some money, I take a percentage of that, whatever that is. I think I'm at 15% right now, whatever it is that I get. I just go 15% off top, going into crypto. Bam, done. Yes. And so then, you know, I'll pay my bills and figure out, you know, do I need anything for the car and, you know, the other sorts of bills that you have, not just your monthlies, but like, oh, do I need any clothes this month and, you know, that kind of thing. I'll go through all that and then go, okay, well, do I have anything left over? Sometimes I don't. In fact, more often than not, sadly. But if I got something left over, that nope, going into crypto or going into gold or gold backs, yep, or something. Something that's not the USD.
Yep, absolutely.
The way I phrased that with friends in the past is trade your USD into something of higher value.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is, right? If that's the electric bill, because you know, yeah, you value your electricity more than the dollar bills. Or clothes for your children, right? That's still trading it into something of higher value.
Fact.
So what you don't want to have, you know, is hanging on to Federal Reserve notes that aren't going to be used for that conversion.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.